Let's bring in the overworked Pat Pagano. Pat, how are you this morning?
You got it right. I'm tired. And, this is just not a storm that you can chisel in stone, even though we are on the day of the storm. This is still a difficult one. Notice, and I'm sure you have, that I have gone, I continue to be low on the accumulation range.
Yes.
Right? And I'm going to continue to stay that way until I have to change if I do. The storm system itself right now is off the Virginia Capes, and it's moving northeast. The upper air storm is over West Virginia. Okay, now you got the stage set. The temperatures are not all that cold. So this is not going to be a 10 to 1 ratio, 10 inches of snow to 1 inch of rain. This is going to be more like an 8 to 1 ratio. That's another factor. Number two, will we get into the banding of this storm? Well, there's only one way that happens, and that is if the storm comes far enough north. If it doesn't, we won't get into the heavy banding, and there's going to be a very sharp cutoff line to the northern extent of the heavy snow. That is all these things I have to consider. Also, as the surface low off the Virginia Capes moves east-northeastward, does the upper low grab it by the shirt tails and pull it back a little bit and enable the more significant snow to continue for a longer period of time tonight? If it doesn't, the snow will cut off earlier, and that too will mean less accumulation. So I'm going with the fact that it just may not bring the S plus, the very heavy snow, up this way. So I'm thinking 2 to 4 inches, I said, or more, but that's especially south and east, not north and west, south and east. And temperatures, 30 to 35 today, 25 to 30 late tonight, partly cloudy, windy tomorrow, will go to about 45. There will be another chance of snow showers late on Friday. Highs will be about 45. I don't expect any accumulation with that. And just some flurries, and in the low 40s on Saturday. Now, I'm sure you have questions, so sock them to me.
Well, I'm looking at the radar right now, and there's a lot of Virga that's just coming in over us right now. And it's funny because I look at the radar, and to me it appears that that sharp cutoff line, I thought it was going to be right on us. It looks like it's going to be north of us. Just on my looking at this right now at the radar, I could be wrong about that. But you definitely think that 4 inches is a benchmark for people to look at as a beginning benchmark.
I definitely do, and I don't think that at least I don't think the 4 inches will get too much farther than our listening area at this point. And the only way it will is if the storm comes further north and slows up. And unfortunately, we won't know that until about 1 or 2 o'clock this afternoon.
So when should this Virga turn into actually light snow where it starts to come down?
That should happen in the next hour and a half.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so it's a rough one. It really is a rough one.
So once again, it's you just got to follow it.
Yeah, that's really all you can do at this point, because everyone has to take a stand, and of course some forecasters are taking the stand that this is going to be a real heavy snow event, in excess of 6 inches, and I'm not saying it can't, but a lot has to happen for that to happen across our area. So. Those are the things that yours truly gets paid for, and I will be watching all day. But I have to admit, I am truly tired of watching nor'easters,
especially nor'easters that normally the day out you're pretty sure what's going to happen. You know, you got a rain snow line. You don't have that with these. This is now the fourth storm where the differential is people who live 5 miles away from one another. A person can get 10 inches of snow and the other person can get 3.
You're absolutely correct. That's exactly what could happen. And it makes it such a hard call, really, really hard call. And I've been barraged by calls from the family and friends, you know, everybody, who's got this, who's got that to do today, and could I make it in the morning, could I make it in the afternoon? And, you know, and after a while, it's like being interrogated. And after a while, you just want to scream and say, okay, enough is enough. One of my friends up here is lecturing or has a lecture scheduled for today at around 12 o'clock. I said, I don't think that's going to come off. And if it does, no one's going to be at your lecture. You know, and then, of course, my sister's questioning me in the, for this morning. Even though that we're not going to see a lot of snow this morning and they can get to work, what about getting home? I said, well, that's a big problem. You know, it's a big problem. It's not for me to decide. I said, all I could tell you is that, you know, later this afternoon, conditions are going to be far, far worse than they are this morning. So these are the things. These are the things that, you know, you're going to have to deal with. And, you know, people, a lot of people have to get to the airport because their flight's leaving. And again, I can't predict, you know, what the airlines are going to do. But I think from what I've heard so far, I think there are also a lot of cancellations already.
Well, Clara, who is a listener, they haven't canceled her flight, and looks like she's going to get out before they do that.
Well, that's good.
She was a little worried about that, but it looks like she's going to get out. So we'll just have to follow this really hour by hour, and I think what most of the schools around here are doing is they're putting in early closings.
That's a smart idea.
There's only one school so far that's closed, and that's Dover Union School District. But everybody else, it looks like, is doing the we don't have that many in yet, thank God. I mean, they're coming in slowly but surely. But our own Region 1, we don't have they haven't called in yet with what they're going to do. So we'll see what happens. This is why it's a crazy time for someone like me. Is that when they don't do this right away, it's a pain. You know what I mean?
Right. Because you just don't have the time while you're on the air to get all of this stuff assembled.
As much easier as it is now than it used to be when I got into the business. I mean, right now I have my phone open. I have an app that gives me cancellations by city, town, and state, and then I have my iPad open that receives text messages from all the school districts. But still, you have to update them live when you're on the air, and you just don't want to make a mistake when you're reading and get something wrong. It's so you'd much rather all the schools decide before you get on the air. But that rarely happens.
Yeah, I understand. So now, and we've been through this before.
I was in the city yesterday, Pat, and it was damn cold.
Oh, it's cold.
I had to wear gloves because it was windy and cold. Mm-hmm. It was not fun to walk in the city yesterday.
Yeah, well, at least you didn't have to go down in snow and ice and everything like that.
Well, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that. I'm too cranky and cantankerous for that. I wouldn't.
Yeah, well, you made it. Last week you didn't make it. That was true,
no,
right?
Yeah,
No. Last week. So that's it, Marshall. All right. So we're just gonna continue to watch this carefully and update as we go through the day. I have no other choice but to do that.
Well, you know, I just sit here and I'll say this as we say so long. After the last storm, where at my house we got 9 inches and anybody below us didn't get anything, and the storm before that where Sharon got 10 inches and Salisbury only got 3. I know someone in our region is going to get 6 to 8 inches, and some people in our region are going to get 2 to 3 inches. That I know for a fact.
Yeah, and it may not be who you would most likely expect.
That's exactly right.
That's going to be the clincher of this whole thing.
All right, Pat, I'll be watching you all day long and keep us updated.
Yeah, and I will. Not a problem, everybody. Be safe.
Okay, Pat, take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.